So there was this rock critic back in the 70s who made this bold statement that said, I've seen the future of rock and roll, and his name is Bruce Springsteen. John Landau, who's now a big record producer and found Bruce Springsteen, is going into the Hall of Fame this weekend, too.
Fun music today. Thank you. A little upbeat. Need it today.
Everybody breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth.
And your mask.
Release your anxiety. Everything's going to be okay.
You know, I've never seen an election where things were so divided. I mean, for every person who's rejoicing right now, there's another person who's not. I found a really cool quote online from Mark Twain this morning. The best way to cheer yourself up is to try to cheer up somebody else. So you're going to know some people who are down. Everything's going to be okay. And it's America.
And plagiarism is the sincerest form of flattery. I love that. That's a great Mark Twain quote.
All right. We're talking about hospitality and making sure your house is prepared to entertain the guests that you may have coming this holiday season. And we've talked about a few ideas. One of the other ideas, in particular this year in 2020, you may want to do a deeper clean than normal. For the courtesy of your guests. And at RosieOnTheHouse.com, we have several cleaning companies that could probably give you a great assistance in that area. How about just getting the windows clean, streak-free clean? You can get a hold of Clearco for that. They're the Rosie on the House certified window and carpet cleaning company up in the Phoenix metro area. But how about biologically clean space? And we've got a new company, Hospitality BioClean, that will actually come in and use ultraviolet light, misting fog systems, and deep clean HEPA vacuums to 99.99% clean your house. Now, you think, well, who can afford that? I mean, when they called me and they said they wanted to introduce this service, I thought, well, you know, for some people that are hyper nervous, you may have a few customers. But in my mind, I was thinking this would cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. They can convert you, they can create a clean space in your house, an average size home, say 2,500 square feet. They can get it as clean as a hospital operating room, as bacteria-free, germ-free, as a hospital operating room for just a few hundred dollars.
And the surprising thing is how, yeah, and the surprising thing is how long it lasts. Up to 90 days, but if you, you know, depending on your situation, you could go once a month, you could go once a quarter. We wrote a really informative article. It's on the website on under the blogs for October 20th, it tells you how it works and what's involved. They get through the house really quickly, and then it actually repels, you know, the germs from landing on things.
That's so right. Hospitality BioClean. If you're interested in going to that level of deep cleaning service for your guests, you can find them at RosieOnTheHouse.com under cleaning.
How about air purifiers as well?
Absolutely.
All of our air conditioning guys will install those. We had one of those done at our office. It's really nice. It keeps the whole environment clean and does that thing with the charge too, so your germs aren't landing everywhere.
And also, I would listen to the podcast when they were on, that's mm-hmm. RosieOnTheHouse.com, and listen to the story of the parlor trick.
Yes.
It's not something you can do in just four or five words. You got to listen to the details about the parlor trick. But that is, when they were on, it blew my mind that you could have that house operating room clean.
So for as affordable as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I can do an appendix operation in my own house.
There you go. If that's, you know, if you slept at a Holiday Inn last night, you could do it with a big pen, you know? Oh, man. All right, so that level of cleanliness is just one more way you can finish getting your house ready for the guest. A part of hospitality revolves around the kitchen, doesn't it? I mean, in our house,
that's gathering place.
That's command central. And the kitchen is kind of a kind of an interesting room and how it's evolved. You know, prior to World War II, kitchens were isolated little small spaces made to accommodate one worker, one food preparer, and that wasn't enough room for two.
I am so glad that has changed.
Me too. Me too. They tended to be hot. They tended to be stuffy. They actually tended to be a little dangerous. And the fact that they were separated from the rest of the house. Limited space, very utilitarian function. And then some of the American appliance companies started putting color into the appliances. And people started realizing, oh, well, everything doesn't have to be flat white. I can go avocado. Now, I don't know whoever thought avocado was the way to go, or yellow.
Or that burnt orange thing.
Or that burnt orange thing. But when they did that, it gave everybody permission to kind of start rethinking the kitchen. You know, in the 40s and 50s, with everybody coming back home, lifestyles getting a little bit busy, family group sizes growing a little bit, and appliances going through a revolution. Not only did you just have a washing tub now that you had to manually wash your clothes, you had a washing machine that would take care of the whole thing for you and throw it in a dryer and you're done. So you got those level of appliances done in the 40s and the 50s. We started moving small breakfast eat-in tables into the breakfast area. So we weren't limited to just sitting at the dining room formally for our bagels and coffee in the morning. That then began to open the room up even more. In the 70s, we blew the kitchen wide open. We invited the family room into being a part of the kitchen. Galley kitchens became island kitchens.
What about cabinets?
And the evolution of cabinets was huge, both in the material selection, the durability. I mean, just in the last 10 years, the soft closed drawers and doors are such a nice added feature. You're not having people slamming everything and ripping the doors clean off the hinges just to get them closed. Big, big, big difference in all of that. And today, if you haven't shopped appliances in 10 years, you're gonna, when you do, it's going to blow your mind. Everything that appliances are capable of doing right now. You know, the little workstations that we used to put in the kitchens in the 70s where you had the telephone and your day timer.
Like your little private desk right there.
And the stenographers, you know, spiral notepad for messages mm-hmm. for everybody, and then sticky notes to stick up on the cabinets and all of that. Those kind of went out. But now with wireless, that kind of area is working its way back into the kitchen pretty prominently right now, and in particular around large islands.
Well, when we went to the National Hardware Show this year, remember they had, we were in the Wellborn booth.
That's right.
And they had where they you could broadcast right on your countertop.
So I loved that camera.
Yeah, that was cool.
You could actually you could actually sit the kids down and play tic-tac-toe or Monopoly or watch the day's news right on your countertop. It projected right on the countertop. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
And then the camera that they had in the pantry, you could be at the store, and Jennifer could call me and say, Rosie, Carol's invited the church youth group over tonight. We need a few things. I could just start the camera in the pantry and say, yeah, I can see we've only got one bag of potato chips. That won't cut it. We're going to need about four bags of Doritos. We're going to need probably some salsa. So those are all things that are now a part of the kitchen. But what I wanted to address is in kitchen remodeling, people always ask me, what can I expect to spend? So I want to brace you all for this. If we're going to remove everything in your kitchen and we're going to replace the flooring, we're going to replace the cabinets, the appliances, the countertops, we very seldom do that level of work where we're not changing the lighting as well. Lighting has become a very big component of kitchen remodeling. in recessed cans, giving you more work area lights, general area lighting, as well as lighting the under the upper cabinets, under the wall-mounted cabinets, working your work area, lighting your work areas. Motion-detected lights in your toe kick, so when you walk in at night or in the evening, at least you have some light that comes on. Lighting has become a very big thing. So we very seldom are doing a remove and replace kitchen without changing the lighting. That very often will involve changing some ventilation as well. So in your kitchen, if you will measure your kitchen, remove and replace, you can expect to be spending between $350 and $600 per square foot.
Is that, so was I listening correctly? So that doesn't include any kind of reconfiguration like moving a wall or, I mean, this
well,
is
at three,
just...
At $350, we're not moving any appliances or plumbing. We're not doing any saw cutting in the slab, you know. But if we're trying to create a galley kitchen into an island kitchen, code requires us to run certain things in that island that is going to involve some saw cutting and stuff, and you're going to be moving up in price. That's one of the areas. That's one way we tell people when we meet them about what your kitchen remodel is going to cost. The other way we do it is we use our experience, and we look at the kitchen, and we say, you know, we think when you finish shopping your cabinets, and we go to the pull-out drawers, soft-close drawers, soft-close doors, we take a look at the in-cabinet lighting that's available, some of the specialized accessories that are available that you're probably going to want. You know, you're not going to want to go through all this and then be sorry you didn't take advantage of a couple things. Whatever you spend on your cabinet package, and ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you, it's really hard to get in and out of a kitchen for $5,000 in cabinets. It can be done, but it's a small kitchen and you're keeping things fairly simple. $10,000 cabinet packages are much more the ordinary, and we've done many kitchens that go well beyond that. But whatever you're going to spend on the cabinets, multiply that number times 4, 5, and 6. So if you're spending $10,000 on your kitchen cabinet package, you can expect, depending on the level of finishes you select for the flooring, how much we change the lighting, what expense you're going to spend on the countertop, and what you're going to buy in the way of appliances, good, economy, or luxury. $10,000 cabinet package means your kitchen remodel is going to be $40,000, $50,000, or $60,000. And people ask me, how can that be? And I tell you, here's how that is. Whatever the total price is for a remodeling contractor, you can assume, if let's say it's $60,000 for your kitchen remodel. That seems to be a very common landing place that we get in a typical kitchen. About a third of that is just the material we have to buy, okay? And if we're buying right, we're buying better than you can buy as a homeowner, okay? We're buying through channels that specialize in wholesale direct to contractors. So a third of that price is material. The next third is labor. All the skilled labor you need to put all of these components back together. And then a third of it is everything else. It's the plans, it's the permits, it's the insurance, it's the supervision, and it's the contractor's overhead and profit. So when you break it down, 60 sounds like an awful lot of money for a kitchen remodel. But when you stop to think, once you buy appliances, cabinets, and countertops, it's hard to stay under $20,000. Well, if you can't stay under $20,000 for those three components, you're not going to stay under $60,000 for the kitchen. So there's a little lesson on kitchen hospitality, kitchen remodeling, kitchen budgeting. When we get back, we'll talk a lot more about a special offer one of our Rosie Certified partners has that you need to know about. We've got a partner that's giving away $13,000 air conditioning systems. I'll tell you all about it when we get back.